is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, as always, for giving me a few minutes. I really appreciate your time. Coach, we're coming off an open Friday, which probably couldn't have come at a better time. It was a tough loss to Valdosta on that last-second field goal. Take a couple minutes, if you don't mind, and just tell us what your takeaways were from that game.
Well, it was a painful loss, no question. You know, and I mentioned earlier today, I watched Dan Campbell interview on ESPN, you know, and he talked about when his first couple years with the Lions, and, you know, they would play so hard and battle so hard and then lose at the end, and how frustrating that is. And certainly in my time back here, we've experienced a few of those. And, you know, it makes it tough when you lose and you put so much into it. And we knew how important the game was and how much was riding on it and everything. But to lose like we did, that probably hurts a little more than normal.
I bet it does. So what do you think needed the most improvement following that game?
Well, there were times in that game that we responded really well to things that happened. I mean, you know, twice in the fourth quarter or twice in the second half, you know, we got behind and then we drove and scored and tied the game up. But unfortunately, both of those times, we let the opponent, you know, go right back down the field and score on us. And that was very frustrating. And, you know, again, a lot of things go into that. But we didn't play with as much emotion and confidence on defense as I feel like we should. And, you know, at times we played really well on offense. And other times, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there twice with two critical penalties.
And, yes, sir.
You know, one, you know, kill drives, and then we had a field goal blocked. So, you know, a lot of things we can improve. We've worked really hard on that. We've worked really hard on, you know, finishing drives on offense, and we worked really hard. And you know, again, you can't really do this in practice, but, you know, we've got to play harder on defense. We've got to play smarter. We've got to play with more emotion. And, you know, those are things that, you know, we've been a work in progress.
Yes, sir.
You know, truly our first year in this defense, and we're going through some growing pains. But I think, you know, as I told our kids when we met that Sunday, that, you know, defense has never been about what you play. It's been about how you play. And if you play hard and you play fast and you gang tackle and you play with emotion, it'll cover up other mistakes. And when you don't, those other mistakes get compounded. And so, you know, our goal this week is to you know, stay on box longer on offense, play to the whistle, defensively the same, gang tackle, get everybody to the ball. And basically, we got to act like it's really important to
us. Yes, sir.
And it really is.
So the converse of that, what did you see that you liked out of the team last week? I mean, you kind of talked about that a little bit, but
yeah, anytime, you know, we were behind at halftime, but there wasn't any panic, and you know, we came out and had a great drive, tied the game up.
Beautiful.
In the fourth quarter, you know, we get behind again, and our kids responded extremely well, made some big plays.
That halfback pass play was beautiful.
Well, we've been saving that,
yes,
you know, all year for the
perfect
right time
to pull it out. Yeah,
you know, again, I thought our kids executed really well when the pressure was on. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, that last drive on defense, it's kind of hard to explain. You know, we lost contain a little bit. We had a really bad bust on a defensive assignment that let them get a big play. But, you know, the kid they had running the ball is a great football player.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they put it in his hands, and he made things happen. And, unfortunately, you know, if we could have just kept him standing up for a couple more seconds, they wouldn't have had time to get the field goal.
Yes.
But kind of crazy. You know, we did the same thing. Colquitt kicks a field goal at the end of the first half to change the game with 1 second on the clock, and Valdosta got it stopped with three. So 4 seconds difference, and you know, who knows, we might have won both those games.
Might could have, no doubt. All right, this is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, how are the kids kind of emotionally after such a battle like that? You talked about it was almost a couple of dramatic comebacks to retie the game, and then, you know, that field goal at the end of the game, like you talked about with time expiring, the couple timeouts before that, like that just seems like an emotional kind of roller coaster for these kids. How do they handle that type of stuff? Like, do they come?
Well, there's no question, you know, it was an emotional roller coaster.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we felt like we had it. We felt great about it, and, you know, it slips away. But, you know, that's a part of life, and you have to learn to be resilient. You have to learn to bounce back, and I have been very pleased with, you know, how they have done that.
Yes, sir.
You know, we've had an extra week to do it, which helps. But, you know, we have to learn from it. We have to move on. It has to make us better this week. And certainly that's been our focus, and I think we've done a good job with that.
So we talked for a second about, you know, that blocked field goal attempt right at the end of the second half. It seemed like it was kind of rushed out there. Was it thought of taking a timeout beforehand, or did it seem, I don't know, it looked like it was rushed together there?
Not really. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we were looking at it in the distance and all that, and, you know, felt like we certainly could make it.
Pretty automatic,
so,
yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, we do that every week in practice where the field goal team will run out, get lined up, and kick. But, you know, their guy made a great play.
Yes.
We were a little slow. We lined up a little, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things go into it. But our alignment on that side could have been a little bit better. Our timing could have been a little bit better. But, you know, they had an extremely fast kid that normally wouldn't get there, and he got off the edge and got a piece of it. And that was a huge play because,
yes,
you know, the year before, we blocked a field goal of theirs and then made one of our own. This year it was just the opposite, and the opposite outcome.
Yes, sir. All right. You know, this is probably just something else as a side note, but we noticed on a couple of occasions their quarterback basically lives in the shotgun. But he had some low snaps a couple times, and it almost looked like he would catch the ball with his knee on the ground. I don't know if you noticed any of that. And, of course, that's, you know, water under the bridge, not that you can do about. But, you know, it was a couple times like, oh, my goodness, it seemed, you know, kind of glaring.
Well, I thought the officials, you know, they did a pretty good job.
Of course, yes, sir.
It was a good crew.
I agree.
But, yes, there was a time when there were one time in the fourth quarter, I guess, that they had a low snap, and he did catch it with his knee on the ground. You know, but it was a bang-bang play if he
right.
missed it. And then there was another play on the last drive where he threw the ball away. It should have been intentional grounding on their sideline. But that didn't get called. But
there's not a rule in high school. Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, you hear people talk about, is there a receiver in the area and all those types of things, or it's got to get to the sideline or pass the line of scrimmage. In high school, that stuff, there's got to be a receiver around, right? Like, the rules are more strict, I think,
yeah.
in high school than they are.
Well, he could. You can throw the ball away now in high school. You can throw the
okay.
ball away, all right? But you know, again, there needs to be someone in the area. You got to be outside the tackle box, that sort of thing.
Yes,
you'll pass the line of scrimmage. But yeah, there was one there that could have been intentional grounding. It wasn't called, and you know that turned out to be a pretty big play. But other than that, I thought the officials did a real good job.
I agree. So your inside linebacker, Cooper Thornhill, continues to be kind of the picture of a consistency. And you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the defense needing to continue to grow. I think he's either the leading tackler in the region or in the top two.
You know, I used to tell our kids when I was a defensive coordinator that, you know, when you look at tackling statistics, you know, the teams that have guys that have a ton of tackles are usually not very good because, you know, it means you're not getting off the field. You know,
yes,
you go out there and go three and out, you know, you're not going to have as many tackles if somebody has a 15-play drive on you. So, you know.
That's a great point.
You know, again, Cooper and other kids there, they had a lot of tackles, and,
yeah.
and that's good. But same time, we'd rather them be standing over there watching the offense play and not racking up all those big
stuff. Rather them have less opportunity to make
yes.
a tackle, right? So, you know, I'm just curious about some of the next level stuff. You know, everybody knows about Elias, what he's going to do. I think Jamarley is looking at going to East Carolina. Are there any other ones that are still being looked at or still maybe thinking about making decisions? What about Jaden Daly? He certainly seems like he'd have an opportunity to play at the next level.
Well, he does. You know, and again, right now this time of year, us, them, we don't really think about that a lot right now.
Yes, for sure. I understand.
Winning, but, you know, that'll heat up, you know, when the season's over, and we're actually hosting a recruiting fair here in December.
Okay.
Where we hope to get a lot of schools here. But, you know, some of our kids have been going on visits, different places and things like that. And but, you know, right now the colleges are all focusing on trying to play games. We're focusing on trying to play
games. I understand.
So the recruiting kind of takes a back seat for a few weeks.
Makes sense. All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. So, Coach, as we begin to look ahead towards this Friday's contest, how was the week off prep?
Well, we did three things. We tried to correct mistakes from Valdosta. That was one of our points of emphasis. Second one was we, you know, wanted to get started on Lowndes. And the third one was we wanted the kids to get a little bit of a rest.
Yes, sir.
Physically and mentally. So, you know, we tried to kind of serve all three of those during the week. And you know, felt like it was a good week for us. Certainly coming off a tough emotional loss like that, it probably helped us.
How does a you know, an off week like this differ, you know, from a regular week of practice for y'all?
Just depends. You know, there's no set way. Every time we have an off week, I do something a little different, and I try to base that on kind of where we're at as a team
and
what we need. But, you know, when we did practice last week, we went out in full pads and we worked on playing with a little more emotion, a little more intensity on defense, and being a little more physical on offense. So, and that was the things I felt like we needed.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, again, every off week's a little bit different in how you approach it and what time of the year it happens, too. You know, if it's early in the season, you tend to be a little more over the top, I guess. At this point in time, you know, the main thing you're trying to do is get everybody to the Friday nights.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go.
Make it there. So, I mean, it seems for the most part the team's been pretty healthy this year. I mean, I'm sure there's been some time for some nagging injuries to heal and just to get a little rest for some of the guys when that's necessary.
Well, we've had a good year in terms of injuries. You know, you never know when those are going to happen, and, you know, we've certainly had some. But for the most part, we remain pretty healthy, and, you know, I think that's a credit to our training department, and I think it's a credit to our weightlifting guys that do such a good job, you know, preparing them. But, you know, again, you never know when those are going to happen, and but so far, we're pretty healthy, and, you know, again, I think the biggest thing this time of year is trying to be fresh mentally and physically.
Yes, sir.
So you can play your best on Fridays.
All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So the Vikings are led by head coach Adam Carter. That's a familiar name to longtime Wildcat supporters. I believe he was here in 2011, 2012, somewhere around that area. What's the relationship like with him?
Well, Adam was a young coach that we hired several years ago and then later became my defensive coordinator for a couple years before he became a head coach. So, you know, we have a really good relationship. Adam's a great guy. And, you know, so I'm very proud of him and the success he's had. You know, I told someone earlier, you know, I'm sure he's very disappointed, you know, with this year. It hasn't turned out probably like he envisioned it turning out. But this is a tough region.
It sure is.
It's hard to come into this region and have instant success. You know, it takes time to build a program and get everything going the way you want to. And, you know, I found that out myself, you know, a couple of years ago. So he's had some growing pains there this year, but I know he'll do a great job. And, you know, he's a very good football coach, and he'll get it going and get it to where he wants it to be.
Agreed. So from your film review of the Vikings, what are you expecting, and who should we be looking out for this week?
Well, they're very talented on offense.
No doubt.
You know, again, Marvis Parrish, the quarterback, number four, is a really, really talented football player that kind of keeps their offense going. And then they got two really good running backs, number one and number two, Jakari Fleming, who's now actually leading the region in rushing.
Yes, sir, I saw that.
Young man named Brown, number two, that's very talented. And then Jalen Carter, the receiver, number 14, he's very good. As good as anybody we've seen in the region, I think, this year as a receiver. And then they've got another receiver, number 11, that's done a real good job for them. So offensively, they've got five really good weapons there that they've hurt people with that definitely concern us, because they've moved the ball on everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so what are you expecting out of our kids this week?
Well, you know, I'm expecting them to play better than we did about last. I'm expecting them to play with more emotion. I'm expecting us to play better on defense. I'm expecting us to stay after it on offense more than we did that night. And, you know, again, it's just a part of the progression and, you know, part of trying to improve each week. And, you know, when you get beat and you get beat in a tough way like we did, you know, one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to let it ruin you, or you're going to let it make you stronger. And I think that our kids have learned from it. I think we've gotten stronger because of that disappointment. And we need to figure that out and make sure we're ready to go on Friday night.
Yes, sir. So they got to watch a little bit of the Lions contest with Richmond Hill last week. It seemed like Richmond Hill was kind of, you know, able to move the ball pretty well. Do you think we'll be facing a even more motivated Vikings team after the outing that they had last week? I could think that they would be.
Well, I certainly think so.
As fired up as we are.
I certainly think so. I'm sure they're disappointed with that outcome. You know, they played extremely well the week before against Colquitt.
Yes,
sir. Played very well against Valdosta the week before that, or 2 weeks before that, I guess. You know, so Richmond Hill's a tough place to play. Richmond Hill's got a good football team,
yes, as
we found out. And Richmond Hill played very well the other night. Lowndes did not. And so. You know, I won't say I was shocked at the outcome, because I knew Richmond Hill was very capable, but I'm sure that that's left a bad taste in Lowndes' mouth as well, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go this Friday.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Vape. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. So, Coach, you know, just the last couple things. We find ourselves, obviously, in a battle for the playoffs with Friday showdown with Lowndes. The Concrete Palace is never really an easy place to play. It can get loud in there, but, I mean, with a region playoff spot on the line for the winner, it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. You know, how are you thinking that the playoff seedings could shake out?
Well, it's very complicated.
It is.
And, you know, I told our kids and our our focus is this. If we win, we're the third seed. If we lose, then we have to depend on a lot of other things to happen Goodness. For us to even make the playoffs. So we can't entertain that. We can't control that. The thing we can control is how we play. And, you know, if we go in there and take care of business, then everything will be okay.
Fantastic. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Me personally, Coach, I have no doubt that we're going to go in there and win on Friday. Once that happens, it appears we'd be destined to travel after that. Is it, and I understand this year playoff would have put Region 1 against Region 4. Does that change every year? Like, I mean, but it's determined that before the year starts as to where, what other region you would go to for playoff seeding?
It does. I think this is still correct. It's changed some, but I think it's still correct. Region 1, 2, 3, and 4 are considered South Georgia.
Okay.
Regions 5, 6, 7, and 8 are considered North Georgia. And so you always imagine.
Isn't that interesting? Some,
yeah. You know, used to be that was, you know, very important. Now everybody in 7A is in North Georgia except for the five of us down here. So, you know, even though it was intended that way so that your first couple of games of playoffs were not as long of trips.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, now they're all long trips. So the Valdosta loss was costly to us because it meant that, you know, we have to go on the road for the first round. You know, if we play well and get that opportunity, we'll have to be on the road.
Right.
You know, but again, you know, the great thing about high school football is you get that chance.
Yeah.
But yes, Region 4, it's, you know, nobody knows right now. You got Grayson, you got Parkview, you got Archer.
Archer, yes.
You got Newton, and you got South Gwinnett that all have a shot right now. And so that won't be determined until after this Friday. You know, I was told Archer can be first or fourth,
right,
depending on what happens, you know, those type of things. You know, so I have no concept of who we could play, might play, whatever. And quite honestly, we don't care. You know, right now we just got to beat Lowndes and make sure we get that opportunity.
I understand. Coach, thank you for giving me a couple minutes this morning. As always, I really appreciate your time. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.